Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
To Turkey or not to Turkey? That is the question. At least that's the question we're asking on today's Melissa versus Austin. We're going to verbally debate this, as I didn't even know it was a debate, but I guess it is. And so we brought in our producer, Kyle, to mediate this fight. Kyle, why don't you lay out the ground rules?
Very simple. Each of you have 30 seconds to make your case whether to Turkey or not Turkey for this Thanksgiving holiday. And at the end of each debate, the texters, the 312-946-4995, and myself will come to a final conclusion. Now, Mel, you won the pre-show coin flip. Would you like to go first or second tonight?
I would like to go second because first is the worst.
Some have said that. Austin, what stance are you taking today?
I am pro-Turkey because I'm a red-blooded American.
You jive turkey, you. Anyway, you have 30 seconds to make your case on why you should eat turkey on Thanksgiving. Are you ready?
Yes.
On your mark. Get set, go.
You don't like turkey? Well, consider me ultimate trip to fan. It's the turkey to successful Thanksgiving. You think Thanksgiving turkey is dry? Well, maybe it's not the turkey that's dry. Maybe it's your vibes. Turkey is delicious. It's the Lainey Wilson of poultry. Glamorous, country, versatile. Can be dressed up, can be dressed down, and it's good for your heart, even if your heart is like a truck. And we built an entire day around it. It's the Santa Claus of Tea Day. It's not just great. It's iconic. People call Thanksgiving Turkey Day. And when you're telling me it's mid, please, you're mid. Turkey is the only thing that's universal necessity. Respect the bird, or I'll give you the bird.
Ooh. Wow. That was a very heated argument with a lot of good facts, including health and puns. Good job, Austin.
Thank you.
We did get a text to 224 saying, turkey is a no. It's always too dry. So, Melissa.
It is.
It's their vibes that are dry.
Do you think you can make an argument on why turkey should be a no-go this Thanksgiving?
Yes, I can make an argument.
Okay, you have 30 seconds on the clock. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
On your mark, get set, go.
It's the only food that requires a YouTube tutorial to make. Leftover turkey is the fastest way to realize you don't actually love your family. If turkey were good, then you'd eat it more than once a year. Gravy exists only because turkey failed and you need something to soften it up. By the time the turkey's done, you've also aged
10
three
seconds.
Presidential elections. And you know what? I'll tell you, you spend hours carving
Five,
it like a surgeon.
Four,
and everyone still
three,
wants mac and cheese, and even Butch
two.
Won't eat it.
A dog won't even eat it. That's a very interesting point there. To finish the 224 texter's point, you need extras for it like gravy or cranberry sauce. Too much work, takes too long to cook. No turkey, please.
I think Mel's whole entire argument was just based on how bad she makes the turkey.
Hey,
what?
Wait, I'm ready to make my decision.
This is every turkey. That's why people don't like it.
In the case for Melissa versus Austin, whether to turkey or not to turkey this Thanksgiving, I gotta go with Melissa on this one.
Wow.
She brought up a lot of good points about how you need extras to make it good.
Okay, terrorists.
That YouTube tutorial is real.
Wow, anti-American. The pilgrims did not die for this.
You know what? We're still eating stuffing and mashed potatoes.
Here's something to chew on. A little doggy diaries on a Tuesday.
Now, something I guess really bit Kyle lately. Kyle, what bites?
Well, you know, guys, my wife and I, to make some extra income, we normally watch dogs, especially around the holidays, because we are home and we don't mind watching a dog or two because it also gives our dog a chance to play with somebody. And we're watching a brand new dog this time around, and a very cute dog. Her name is Georgia. Plenty of energy.
Uh-huh. I love dogs.
But she ain't no peach. And let me explain why.
Why? Georgia.
We've met her once, and the first time we met her, there was no energy from the dog. You know, just kind of whatever. And that's fine. We don't mind a dog with no energy. But yesterday, she had a ton of energy, and I got it. You know, drop her off, whatever. But I wasn't there for the initial drop-off. My wife, Haley, was working from home. She was helping with everything. By the time I got home yesterday, I noticed the dog was barking a lot, which is fine. New environment, just getting used to it. And when I went upstairs to my room to go take a quick afternoon nap, I looked at the side of my bed.
Oh, no.
And my Biloxi Shuckers hat is all chewed up.
No! Oh, that's a great hat, too. It's
a very, very nice hat that I love. And I took a beat. Just put the hat away because I noticed my dog pick it up. And I'm like, what are you chewing? Not a chance. And sure enough, I text the owner later in the night. And I'm going to get to a question with you guys in a moment on how to deal with this. But I texted the owner and was just simply like, hey, everything went well today. Just a quick heads up. This did happen. Just in case this isn't something in the norm. Now, normally we've had people, if you drop your dog off, they'll say, just a heads up.
He likes to chew things.
They chew on things if they get bored, whatever. And she did let us know after the fact, which is something, that is like, hey, if they're not getting enough attention, generally they do that. It's like, well, if you would have told me that earlier, we would have done a clean sweep of our place, but whatever. But here's my question for you guys now. My hat's chewed up. I'm going to get a new one. I really like that hat, so I'll just buy another one. Fine. The owner did say, Venmo me. Do I do that
yes.
or do I,
yes.
I don't know. She's already paid me. They're already paying me though.
Nah, she said Venmo me. If she opened the door,
to
you
pay
run
for
through
the
it.
Hat?
To pay for the hat. I feel weird being you like, know, hey, I, you no, just no. gave me money to watch your dog. Now I need more money for the.
But she offered it. I'm going to like Venmo you specifically for the new hat?
Yes.
I say yes.
How much is the hat?
It would be, why'd you say hat so weird? How much is the hot? The hot is usually yes. around, I think it's like 30 some dollars before shipping.
Okay. I was going to say, if it was like a cheaper hat, like 10 or 15 bucks, which they are usually
right.
like, no big
mm-hmm.
deal.
No,
but now you're getting into the $30 range. And I think you can also just say, here's how much it is. Thank you so much for replacing it.
Yeah.
Like with a note.
Okay.
Because hats these days, hats are expensive these days.
Okay.
And I agree with Mel. Like, yeah, like if it was like super cheap, then yeah, don't worry about it. But hats are $40 pushing.
I do think I'm going to wait until the end of the trip just in case any more hats get eaten.
That's a good idea.
It's time now to see if you can beat the Nashville Know-It-All. Let's take it to the host with the most, the pride and joy of Portage, Miss Melissa McGurran.
It's time to play Austin, the Nashville Know-It-All.
Yeah! Austin's a great name.
No, it's not. For your chance to win $500, let's meet today's contestant. It is Caleb in Plano. Hi, Caleb.
Hi.
Hi. Are you ready to take down the Nashville Know-It-All for $500?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready to try.
Good. I like that attitude. All right, before we get started on the game, you need to tell Austin to get out of here.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Now he's sold it. That's the way it's gotta be,
and
Caleb.
I know my toots in here anyway.
That's because you smell.
Not my toots. I know my toots smell.
No, yes, they do. I'm glad you admit it. All right, Caleb, here's how the game works. I've got five country trivia questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. And if you tie, it goes to Austin. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am. I am ready.
Great. Question number one. Luke Combs says he's discussed a collab with Morgan Wallen, but he's just looking for the right song. What did Morgan Wallen throw off the rooftop of Eric Church's bar in Nashville last year?
Oh, was it his t-shirt?
Question number two. Lainey Wilson's fiance, Duck Hodges, made a sweet public post about how great she did hosting the CMA Awards all by herself. What kind of pants is Lainey known for wearing?
Oh, what is the name?
They are. They were very popular in the 70s.
They get wide at the bottom.
Wide at the bottom. She had a...
The bell bottoms?
Question number three. Ella Langley was recently told by her business manager to stop spending so much money on candles. What southern state that shares the name of the famous country band from the 70s is Ella Langley from?
Brad Paisley mentioned them in his song.
Oh, it's Alabama.
Question four. Miranda Lambert loves animals and has had her own foundation called Mutt Nation since 2009. Lambert also has her own clothing line titled Idlywind, and it's sold at what chain boot store that you can find in Gurnee, Naperville, and Crystal Lake?
The Boot Barn?
Question number five. US 99 is giving away a trip for two to see Blake Shelton in Las Vegas. Check it out at us99.com. Blake is currently married to Gwen Stefani, but how many times was he married before Gwen?
Was it just two?
Okay, all done. Let's get Austin back in here.
Watch you in here.
Caleb, how are you feeling about this?
I'm feeling like I got three at least, possibly four.
Well, guess what, Caleb? You got four correct.
Let's go. Oh,
wow, no pressure's way. On.
Yeah, now, pressure. You really put the pressure on Austin. Thank you so much for doing that.
Caleb, what are you going to do with the $500?
Oh, man. This is probably not the best thing to put on you guys, but I'm driving and my car needs some work, so I'm definitely going to throw it in my car.
Well, I hope you have good sneakers because you're going to be walking a lot. But.
Gosh, now I really want Austin to lose. Okay, Austin, here we go. Question one. Luke Combs says he discussed a collab with Morgan Wallen, but he's just looking for the right song. What did Morgan Wallen throw off the rooftop of Eric Church's bar in Nashville last year?
That would be a chair, Melissa.
That is correct.
It's also now a drink at Chief's Bar.
And anyway, I didn't need to know that from you. That is the one question that Caleb got wrong. So it's 1-0 Austin. Question number two. Lainey Wilson's fiance, Duck Hodges, made a sweet public post about how great she did hosting the CMA Awards all by herself. What kind of pants is Lainey known for wearing?
Ding dong. Those would be bell bottoms.
Okay.
What was the ding dong?
The bell.
The ding dong.
Oh, that was a bell, yeah.
All right. That was dumb.
You're dumb.
So it's 2-1 Austin. Question number three. Ella Langley was recently told by her business manager to stop spending so much money on candles. What southern state that shares the name of the famous country band from the 70s is Ella Langley from?
That would be Sweet Home Alabama.
Dang it.
All right. It is now 3-2. Question number four. Miranda Lambert loves animals and has had her own foundation called Mutt Nation since 2009. Lambert also has her own clothing line titled Idlywind and is sold at what chain boot store that you can find in Gurnee, Naperville, and Crystal Lake?
I believe I was at the grand opening of this one. Boot Barn?
Dang it!
Oh my gosh.
I hope you missed the one in Gurnee. I was at the grand opening.
Anyway, but you know what? Caleb got that one right, so it's now 4-3 Austin. Question five, US 99 is giving away a trip for two to see Blake Shelton in Las Vegas. Check it out at us99.com. Blake is currently married to Gwen Stefani, but how many times was he married before Gwen?
Ooh, I'm going to say once before to the aforementioned Miranda Lambert. I'm going to say once.
Yes!
You missed it!
How many times was he married before that?
Two! But anyway, it is 4-4. You did tie,
so
Caleb.
I get the tiebreaker.
No, oh my gosh, no, Caleb!
Giving this $500
away.
So close.
Hey, that's not bad. I was definitely less confident, and I only thought I got three, so I'll take the tie.
You did a great job, but now Austin's record is 17-0.
Oh, man, that's embarrassing.
Ugh, that's awful.
That's pathetic on
but
my
we're
part.
Giving more people a chance to win the money, so more Nashville know-it-all tomorrow at the same time to win $500.
But, Caleb, we do need you to say the line.
That's right, yeah, contractually obligated.
I'm Caleb from Plano, and Austin is still the Nashville know-it-all.
Yeah, yes. Right. Come on. We should do this again tomorrow.
No, well, okay, we will. Right here on Melissa and Austin.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You don't want to talk politics. You don't want to talk religion. But here's what you can talk around the Thanksgiving dinner table. Some Thanksgiving fun facts.
I've got some fun facts for you guys that you are definitely wanting to talk to your family members about. It's going to make you sound so smart.
Okay. Hit us with them, Mel.
Here's the first one. Thanksgiving was originally celebrated in mid-October. President Lincoln is the one who changed the date to coincide with when the Pilgrims landed on Plymouth Rock.
Probably the most famous thing Lincoln's known for, right?
Yeah, that's the only thing.
Nothing else. Pumpkin pie isn't actually the Thanksgiving favorite pie. There was a poll taken, and it's apple pie.
Wait, what? For Thanksgiving?
Really?
People rather have apple pie than pumpkin
pie.
That's
a July 4th dessert.
No, apparently it's not.
I will say, I've become more of a pecan pie kind of guy.
Oh, see, pecan, I'm a pecan pie.
Pecan. I like pecan pie.
Well, did we just
pronounce it three different ways? I think so. Only male turkeys make the well-known gobble gobble sound. The female turkeys don't. They purr.
Yeah, I also make the gobble gobble sound at my Thanksgiving dinner table when I gobble gobble that food up.
And I purr.
And I make the gobble sound when I get 3 strikes in a row. It's a turkey bowling jazz. Yeah,
the tradition of football on Thanksgiving began in 1876 with a game between Yale and Princeton.
Nerds.
The first NFL games were played on Thanksgiving in 1920.
Wow.
Benjamin Franklin wanted the turkey to be the national bird. And he wrote, "For my own part, I wish the bald eagle had not been chosen. The turkey is, in comparison, a much more respectable bird."
Look, all due respect to Benny Frank, but my goodness, that dude, that is the worst take ever. The bald eagle is strong and majestic. A turkey is like, imagine if the turkey was like our main bird.
Maybe this is a Melissa versus Austin for later.
You're pro turkey?
I'm pro turkey.
You were anti turkey to eat. Now you're pro turkey for America's bird?
Why not? The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, originally called the Macy's Christmas Parade, was held in 1924, and the first parade included monkeys, bears, and camels, and elephants borrowed from the Central Park Zoo.
Like just walking freely?
Yeah.
Were they in cages at least?
No, they're just handing out suckers. I was in the Chicago Thanksgiving Day Parade, fun fact, in high school.
Yep. Wow, is it because you were Mr. LHS?
Oh, no, thank you for bringing that up.
I did not.
I was in the marching band.
All right. And finally... The majority of Americans secretly dislike the classic Thanksgiving dishes, but they eat them anyway. 68% of people don't like the canned cranberry sauce, pumpkin pie, or even the turkey.
I literally love all three of those things. I do not discriminate when it comes to Thanksgiving food.
I could do without turkey.
I could do without cranberry sauce.
I've never had cranberry sauce. It just sits there in the middle and I look at it.
It's good.
And if people could leave the celery out of the stuffing, then I would eat it.
What?
I hate the celery and stuffing.
Hudson Westbrook told us on the red carpet that you should replace the cranberry sauce with grape jelly.
Grape jelly. Yeah.
Why?
Look,
That's what he does.
That was his food take that he was willing to die on. So
he can do that in his house. again.
Nice. Folks, that's our Odyssey launch artist, Hudson Westbrook. It's Melissa and Austin.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
I too can feel it, Kane. The great news. It's all around us. Now it's time for us to get to it. What?
Nothing.
Sorry.
It's time for the Great at 8, which is brought to us by Affinity Whole Health. Hey, lose weight like me. You are also going to feel great. Visit feelgreatillinois.com.
And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes.
Adrian in Chicago.
What's your great news?
So I just had an embryo transfer. We're trying for our second baby and rainbow baby.
Oh, my gosh.
Look at
wait.
That.
Okay. There's so many things in that's awesome news. There's so many things in what you just said that I have no idea what they are. First of all, an embryo transfer.
You don't know what that is?
I don't. And second of all, the rainbow baby. So can we break these things down real quick?
Absolutely. Yeah. So embryo transfer going through IVF. So that's, you know, like they make your little embryo and then they put it inside you and
okay.
hopefully you get pregnant.
Okay.
Hey, Adrian, a question about that before we move on to part two. The embryo, sure. Do they put in more than one or just one, and does it hurt?
It does not hurt. As a woman, you'll understand kind of similar level of discomfort to maybe having like a pap smear. Actually, probably not even that bad.
Oh, okay. That's
not,
even
not
more
anything
good
crazy.
Okay. And do they put in more than one?
Sometimes they will. For me, I just had one. Yeah. It kind of depends on the doctor or like what you're wanting or, you know.
Okay.
And not to be completely dumb here, but the pap smear, that's just a flavor of cream cheese, right?
Oh.
What?
Gross. You're making it gross.
Schmear.
Anyway, part two. Jesus. Part two, what's a rainbow baby?
A rainbow baby is a child that you have after having a miscarriage.
Oh, that's so sweet. Wow.
I did not know that.
I didn't know that either. That's incredible.
Oh, my gosh.
The idea is that, like, you know, like the miscarriage is the storm. And then you have a baby after the storm.
Yeah. I love that.
When are you going to find out if it worked?
Probably like 10 days.
Ooh,
okay.
You better
right.
call Ben.
Adrian, you have a standing reservation here on the Great Today to let us know how it goes, okay?
You know, you have a doctor appointment here.
Okay.
Okay, good.
All right.
Well, hopefully I will be reporting some great news.
I love that. Well, we'll be thinking of you, Adrian, and thank you so much for calling. We wish you the best of luck.
Yes, thank you so much, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Loved seeing that guy rock out Joe's Live Sunday night. That's Scotty McCreery with Hootie and the Blowfish. Hootie, who you will be able to see at Windy City Smokeout this upcoming summer. That's Bottle Rockets here on US 99, Chicago's Country Station.
And you're giving away Smokeout tickets later this hour.
We sure are. Thank you for reminding me, Kyle, with the 5 at 8:35. guys, I have a problem.
You have again?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like, what is it, a day that ends in Y?
All right, guys. It's Thanksgiving week, right? And I have been stressing hard this week, mainly because we're hosting Thanksgiving.
Have you ever hosted before?
No. Well, honestly, this is probably the first house that we've lived in that's big enough to host.
Oh, okay.
Actually, no. We tried hosting in the last house we lived in Elmhurst. And it was so packed because our house was so small. And so it was like, everyone was like shoulder to shoulder.
Oh,
it felt like standing room only. You know, like the pit at Smokeout?
It
feels
yeah.
That's how it felt like in my house for the entire week. So
Oh my gosh. We
moved into a slightly larger house. So now it's like everyone has more space. Like, you know, everyone will have their own room type of thing. And it's nice. However, I am stressed because with hosting becomes, you know, those hosting horror stories, if you will.
Mm. Oh, so you're afraid something's going to go wrong?
Right.
Okay.
You know, like there's so much pressure on you.
There was one time I had people over and a chair broke when someone was sitting on it.
That's a good gag, though.
That is a good gag.
It wasn't a gag, but I felt so bad. They sat down. Next thing I know, I heard a bang and they're on the floor.
Oh, gosh.
I was like, I'm sorry.
I mean, what's the worst that could happen besides being a little crowded or a good gag by Melissa breaking a chair for somebody to fall in? Like, I don't feel like it. I feel like these are all kind of dramatic. Like, nothing bad really
actually
happens.
Think about when people, like, you can easily ruin the turkey.
Yeah,
when
right.
you're cooking, like overcook it and it's burnt.
Or like what if like the power goes out? Then it's like we're just stuck in my house with no power. Right?
What you know, like if somebody shows up that you don't want there.
Ooh. In fact, let's hear the worst of the worst to mentally prepare myself. 312-946-4995 is our number. What are your hosting horror stories? What was the worst possible thing that happened when you were hosting someone, whether it be family, friends, whatever? It doesn't even have to have been for Thanksgiving. You were hosting and horror happened.
Like at my house when an argument broke out. That was fun.
Mel, I'm just figuring out maybe you shouldn't host Thanksgiving
anymore.
Yeah,
I know. I'm starting to think like maybe hosting isn't your thing.
Hey, the argument wasn't between me.
312-946-4995. Here's a song all about Mel hosting. It's Morgan Wallen. I'm the problem. 312-946-4995. What are your hosting horror stories? We want to hear them. Ann in Wheaton.
What is your hosting horror story? What happened?
Well, I was hosting my first holiday at my brand new house, and everyone was coming over. I had my great aunt was coming into the house, so we were walking her up, and there was a stair. She missed the stair and then fell and cut her face open.
Oh my gosh, cut her face open?
Was it bad?
Well, like... yes, it was bad. She ended up having to go to the hospital.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
So it felt so awful. She was okay. She was a trooper, too, because she ended up wanting to come back later. But I think we just said, we'll send you leftovers and best wishes.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. How was the rest of the evening after that?
Well, we have a large family. I think I hosted about 40 people, so it was pretty large. And we all just made sure that she was okay and continued on the festivities.
Oh, my gosh.
And where does she cut her face open on?
Oh, like her cheek. So she tripped on the stair and fell, and we were all mortified and trying to catch her, and then she ended up needing a couple of stitches.
Oh my gosh, that poor woman.
Ooh.
Boy, that'll put a stop to the fun at a party.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was my first time hosting, but she was a trooper, and she was she felt bad, but it was our fault. We felt terrible. She felt terrible, but, you know, the party goes on, I guess.
Yeah,
I guess it does, just without her.
Yeah.
So that was my horror story.
Well, that's a good one.
Yeah,
Austin, I hope that you don't have anybody breaking their face open in your house when
seriously.
You host for Thanksgiving.
Talk about facing your fears. Ann, you said it was your great aunt?
Mm-hmm.
What was her name?
Her name was Peggy.
Hope Peggy's face is healed by now. And hope your emotional scar from that evening is healed as well. And we want to thank you so much for calling and sharing.
Yeah, well, I've had other parties and they've been much better.
Okay,
so
good. Yeah, no face smashes.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, okay, good.
No more accidents at Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Ann.
No problem. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you.
All right, so all I have to do is just make sure no one smashes their face in, right?
Right. No one gets into an argument and no one falls to the floor with a broken chair.
Okay. Should put up signs, careful, beware of steps, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I tell you guys a secret?
Sure.
It is 8:35-ish, which means it is time for The 5 at 8:35, brought to you by our friends at Packy Webb Ford and the Packy Low Price Pledge. Joining us today are our dear friends Kayla in Naperville and Paige in Woodridge. Kayla, why don't you say hello to Paige?
Hi, Paige.
Hey, good morning.
All right, guys, you are up for a pair of tickets to Windy City Smokeout, courtesy of Windy City Smokeout. With a 5 at 8:35, we've got 5 country questions. The rule to the game is that your name is your buzzer. Do you both feel ready to play?
Yep. Yes.
With all that said, let's play. Question number one. What country music icon is nicknamed the Man in Black?
Paige. Tim McGraw?
Is it Tim McGraw? It is not. Kayla, you got a guess?
I do not.
We were looking for Johnny Cash.
Question number two. What country music icon is Miley Cyrus's godmother?
Kayla.
Kayla.
Dolly Parton.
Is it Dolly?
It is. Kayla's on the board, 1-0. Question 3. Whiskey Glasses is a hit song from what country artist?
Paige.
Morgan Wallen?
Is it Morgan Wallen? It is. All tied up, one apiece.
Question number 4. Which country music star has been married to Amy Grant since 2000?
3 seconds.
I don't know.
It was Vince Gill.
Yeah, winner of the Willie Nelson Lifetime Achievement Award, last week's CMA Awards.
Right.
Question number 5, it all comes down to this. Paige and Kayla are each tied at one apiece. The Zac Brown Band played NASCAR Chicago Street Race this past summer and has a residency set up in Las Vegas at the Sphere next month. How do you spell Zac's first name?
Paige.
Kayla.
Paige.
Z-A-C.
Is it Z-A-C? Paige, you're going to Windy City Smokeout.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. These are going to be great tickets. You got a little time to plan, see who you want to take with you, but you're going to have so much fun. Kayla, thank you so much for trying. You did great, but we'll have more Windy City Smokeout tickets later, okay?
Thank you, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.